On Thursday, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch toured the Utah Crime Lab to advocate for new forensic research tools that quickly process DNA evidence. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
Senator Hatch focused specifically on the DNA analysis area. Pilar Shortsleeve is the chief forensic scientist in the crime lab. She says recent funding from the Utah legislature and Department of Public Safety allowed them to purchase new robotic tools to speed up backlogs of DNA evidence from crimes.
Those robots can handle up to 90 samples at a time, and so the processing of samples becomes very quick.
Shortsleeve says right now it takes about 2 months to process a DNA sample, from when it arrives to when it's listed in a report. With their new system, they hope to cut that time in half. In January, Senator Hatch introduced legislation called the Rapid DNA Act to allow law enforcement officials to make that process even faster. A new method called rapid DNA analysis could cut processing time down to a matter of hours.
So we're really excited about rapid DNA. It is a technology that we've been looking forward to.
Hatch's Rapid DNA Act passed the United States Senate, but has yet to go through the House. The senator said rapid DNA analysis is an important tool for courts.
And this would exonerate a lot of people who may have been charged improperly. And yet, we should be able to tell who really needs to be prosecuted.
Forensic scientist Pilar Shortsleeve says that if Hatch's Rapid DNA Act passes, law enforcement will have to first develop rules for how the analysis is used and integrated into national crime databases. Eric Newman, KUER News.